Power Prep Sports.
Are we going to be able to get them on the phone?
Yeah.
I wish Stevie hadn't broke that camera.
I'm going to get on with Stevie.
Well, good evening, sports fans, standing the coach, episode 5.
We've been doing this 5 weeks.
Five. Say it loud.
Five weeks.
Man, it is, I know we disappointed some folks last week. Podcast only. And
dang Stevie,
we still are trying to figure out what a podcast is, and I think a lot of folks in South Alabama probably are too, Coach. What do you think?
I thought a podcast was what you did when you're standing on a lily pad casting for Bream.
Well, it is, but that hadn't quite caught the fire that we needed to just yet, but there's still hope.
I like the Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook,
YouTube,
it, MeTube, it, all those good things. We got a different show tonight because we're not going live. Stevie did break our live camera, and we're in the process of getting that taken care of, maybe for a live show for next week. And Stevie has been on spring break, Coach.
I know that. I just spent the last better part of this morning talking to the district attorney in Fort Walton, trying to get little Stevie out of his little problems that he had during spring break.
So he, well, I know he took off to Panama City, but you picked him up and saw him in Fort Walton.
In Fort Walton.
Did you bring him back?
I did.
To Covenant County?
I did.
Well, we'll get into that next week.
Well, it's going to take, after sitting down and talking to the DA, it's going to take a little while to get this sorted out.
Well, you know, we gave Stevie a lot of warning before he went off down there on how he needed to behave, and he must have went in one ear and out the other.
Apparently, there's a lot that went in one ear and out the other, but, you know, bless his heart, he had never been off anywhere. You know, he went to that electronics convention in Huntsville one time, and that's the only time he's ever been out of the county.
Yeah, so, he came back with that copper wire he was supposed to take. But, you know, Stevie, we'll get everybody updated on him next week.
And on that note, you know, we've got what right at 150 resumes that we've had.
It has been overwhelming at times at some of the resumes that have came in. It's really hard to get to them all.
Well, I'll tell you right now, my favorite is Jonathan Bartholomew Watson. That is, he was a student at UMS, and he's now a junior at University of Alabama, and right now he's at the top of my list.
Yes, he has a pedigree there at UMS.
So yes, he does.
We know he's got a little brain.
Yes, and so I'm going to be honest, right now he's at the top of my list.
Well, we do have helping us here today. We did get Stevie's cousin, Chipmunk, who's from down around the Oneka area, right below Ott. Never worked any electronics in his life, but he's going to try to.
Has he ever worked?
No. Well, he plays video games, because if you count that working. But, you know, what we're going to talk about tonight, we got a couple of guests we're going to have on the show.
It's always fun to have guests.
It's always fun to have guests. We're going to go a little further east in the district, too, with Ashford High School and head football coach Chris Littleton.
Ashford's won a few games. You know, Ashford used to have a pretty good
Yeah, what's that old saying? They used to have a pretty good ball club.
Yeah, used to have a good club. I think Coach Lutz is trying to get it going back in that direction. And we're going to talk about what he's doing over there.
Now, Coach Littleton was at Sampson, wasn't he?
He was. He was at Sampson and had, you know, had some fine teams there, went to the playoffs. And I guess they were saying at that time that he restored the roar over there in Sampson. Or was that somebody else?
I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I never knew Sampson roared.
Well, he had some good runs over there. And, you know, he's on to Ashford. Also, the track facility in Covney County will be opening soon. Probably one of the most prestigious places for track and field events in the Southeast.
I went by there. And kind of, I don't think I was supposed to, but I used our press pass and walked around there for a little bit. That place is state of the art.
They have spared no expense. I was shocked. I did the same, kind of jumped the barbed wire fence, and I think they were just about done. They were getting ready to put lines down.
Yeah.
The last time I was over there.
Well, you know, those fences, all that means is there's something over there I need to see.
Yeah, and, you know, we want to get a good look at it. And I know the folks in this community, in this county, are going to be proud of that. I think Mr. Driver, the superintendent of Covenant County Schools, has a great vision. I think that they have done well of putting that together.
Oh, I'm telling you now, it is state of the art. They will be able to host sectional track meets there, which means everybody from around this area coming. It's a very nice facility, and what I noticed was there's not a bad seat in the house.
No, the fans will be thoroughly pleased at that place.
You can from any spot, because I walked them. From any spot in the bleachers, you can see every event that is going on.
Well, I can't wait till we can get out there and see that place. And we're going to talk to Tony Ingram later.
He's track
coaching. Track coach at Red Level. They got a guy that throws the discus over there. He throws it like a daggum frisbee.
I was going to say, isn't that frisbee looking thing?
That's it. He may have threw it through a parking lot.
I think Hercules threw that in the Olympics, didn't he?
He threw something. Matt threw his back out or something. But, hey, we're going to get Coach Littleton on here right now if we can get him. Come on, Chipmunk. Get us going.
Hello.
Coach Littleton.
Hey, how are you, Coach?
Hey, this is Stan with Stan the Coach. How you doing today?
Doing great. Doing a little spring break.
Little spring break. I appreciate you taking your time out for that. Now, are you beaching it this week, or are you doing a little Harley Davidson?
We had a little Harley trip. We took my wife and I. We just got back last night. We took a trip over to Gulf Shores for a couple of days, so we did get a little beach action. Then we rode on over to New Orleans through Biloxi, down the coast, and then we rode on back. Got back in last night, had a good time, put about 1,000 miles on.
Coach, how long does that take you to do that?
We some people, hardcore folks, will ride 1,000 miles in a day, but I like to enjoy myself, not and not be a job. So we're only riding about 150 miles a day and then relaxing in between. So we left out Friday afternoon, did the whole trip, got back last night. So we had a day or two there where we just kind of stayed off the bike, got a little lazy, and enjoyed being around the coast.
Well, being the coach at a new job at a new high school over there, you need to take a little time with your family, because we all know it's going to be a very short period, and you won't get to see them very much.
Oh, yeah. That's what my wife knows, that this is kind of our last little hoorah. Even throughout the summer, we'll only get a break or two, you know, maybe a weekend every once in a while to kind of get away, because it's about to hit spring training. It's wide open, as both of you guys know.
Well, Coach, give us a little breakdown of last season.
you know, in a pretty difficult region as far as going around and having to travel. You gotta go up to Montgomery a little bit, don't you?
Oh yes, yeah. We've got locally, we've got Dale County and Headland region, which both you know, really good football teams. Headland was the kind of surprise team of the year this past year.
We had a chance to see them. They were big and physical,
and had a lot of kids. They constantly throwing bodies at you that kind of wear you down. We played with them really well early and led for a while in the first half, but they definitely wear you down with that physicality. And they were rolling about 60 or 70 strong on the roster, and most of them playing, so that makes a big difference also. But yes, sir, we took over. It was, you know, our first year at Ashford, and we're excited about it, and excited about the opportunity. And like you said, coming into a tough region, we had those two locally, and then the private schools in Montgomery and Booker T. F. Tuskegee. Coach before me, they had a lot of injuries. Coach Sellers last year, he had what was going to be a pretty good little quarterback coming in, or not a little quarterback, a big kid, but. A guy gets hurt right before the season started, and the injury bug just continued to get them from there, and they ended up with a 1-9 season. So we came in, you know, off the heels of that, and with a lot of kids that had played or were supposed to be different makers on that team that had maybe ran into that injury bug. So we started off the season really well. We were 4-1 at the midway point. Going to Montgomery Catholic to play for first place in the region. And those guys were pretty darn good. And we played close with them for about a half, and then it kind of started getting away from us.
Well, I imagine, Coach.
And then things kind of turned south from there. The rest of the season didn't finish like we'd like, but I thought we made a lot of progress. That good start kind of created a little bit of excitement that's carried on into this offseason. We're excited about spring ball and what we got next year.
Well, I imagine, Coach, probably the biggest thing to get across in these kids' minds is to understand that they can win. You know, you play in those close games, and they haven't been in those for a while, and you put them in those opportunities. You just got to have that one signature win, as we say, that you go through some adversity and overcome it and win that ball game, but
we thought we kind of had that early on in the year when we got the 1-1 against Dale County, and that was big for us. And they were ranked in top 10 state at the time when we won that game. But as some things started to kind of go against us, and there were some things that faced us that other teams faced as well, we just didn't handle it as well. And with the program coming off of, like I said, they were trying to come back from a pretty rough season the year before. They, you know, some kids kind of get a little bit of, and coaches too, you get a little bit of that, here it comes again thing. And I believe that may have happened to us some in the second half, but mainly we played a really tough schedule in the second half. I mean, that's when we had Montgomery Catholic, we had Trinity, we had ACA, and we had Headland. And those were the four qualifiers from our region that went to state playoffs. We had all them in the second half of the season, and all four of them won their first round playoff game. That's what we were saying going in, that we felt like if we could get in the playoffs, we could make a little run, even, because we felt like our region was stronger than the one we matched up against, and that proved to be true. All four.
Well, Coach, it being your second year. That first year you're trying to get used to the players are trying to get used to you, and you're trying to change the culture and get your system implemented, and now that you had a season to kind of get that started, what are we looking for next year? I know that the system that you run offensively is not one that is, I'm going to be honest with you, Coach. I've seen you play and seen your kids play, and, And the system you run is not something that you'd implement into a peewee or a junior high program. I really like what you do as far as moving the ball around and the way you get the ball in different people's hands. How are the kids responding to that at Ashford?
They responded really well to it. And that's what you was talking about that first year, taking time to get the system in. It takes a little bit of time to change things, change the culture. And it's not saying anything negative about what was done there before we got there. It's just that what we do is drastically different from what they did before. Not that ours is any better or whatever. It's just what we do. But I do think it fits our athletes. We've got some athletes at Ashford, and I know that you guys know that Ashford's known to have a good handful of athletes every year that are skill players that can make some things happen with the ball in their hands. And with us running an offensive system that spreads the ball around and gets it into a lot of people's hands and gets it into guys' hands in space, I think it really suits those kids. And they have really come to embrace it and really enjoy it. But like you said, it's a system that takes a little time to adjust to. When you got a team that's been traditionally a double wing type team, and even though there are a lot of similarities in what we do, we spread it out a lot more. We run a lot more empty stuff and a lot of motions and things of that nature. It definitely takes some getting used to, but we're definitely excited about what we got coming back. We only had, I believe it was 8 seniors on the team this past year, so we've got a lot coming back. We've got our leading rusher, leading receiver coming back. We really played 3 quarterbacks at some point in time during the season, one of which is probably one of our best athletes, Deshante Kirkland. He's back for his senior year. We're expecting big things out of him. He can play all over the field. As we got later in the season, we started using him in a lot more spots than just quarterback. He's an outstanding quarterback, but I think it limits him a little bit just to put him back there, because then everybody knows where he's going to be and what's going to, they can kind of key on him. But this year and later in the season, we ended up moving him around a lot more, putting him in a lot of different spots. Don't know quite where he's going to line up at. And then we've got 4 of our 5 starters on offensive line back, and I actually think that's an area that could be a strength for us.
Coach, that's a big deal right there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've got 6 guys back on the offensive line that started at some point in time for us, I think. But our regular starting 5, we've got 4 of those guys returning. We've got 2 other guys that started and played a lot of football for us on the offensive line. So we've really got 6 guys that have a lot of game experience and ready to go. As y'all know, if you got 6, you got a lot. So
that, coach, that's huge right there. If you don't believe me, look in the SEC and see how many sophomores and freshmen start on the offensive line. There's not many of them. That's just a spot that takes maturity. And I don't care what level it's at, that you've got to have some maturity there on the offensive line to be successful. And I could see why you'd be a little excited about that.
Oh, yeah, we definitely. And Coach Lauderdale, our offensive line coach, does a great job with him. He's a young guy, and he puts a lot into it. He really works hard. He studies the game. Kids respond well to him. I've told him, I said that, no pressure, but it's kind of all on y'all. We got plenty of kids that can make stuff happen when they touch the football. But them 5 guys up front is what makes it work. So,
we're
excited about that. We got a slew of receivers. We're gonna spread the ball around a little bit. Like I said, we had 3 quarterbacks played last year. All 3 of them are back. We'll probably go with a good bit of a 2 quarterback system, which we've done a good bit of that in the past. We did that some even at Sampson. We had JT and young Hayden McCoy there together. They both played a little bit.
Hey, this is Kyle, the Tire King at Dalton Tire and Auto, home of the hard job. Go Andalusia Bulldogs!
We're gonna spread the ball around a little bit. Like I said, we had three quarterbacks played last year. All three of them are back. We'll probably go with a good bit of a two-quarterback system, which we've done a good bit of that in the past. We did that some even at Sampson. We had JT and young Hayden McCoy there together. They both played a little bit, but we're excited about what we're doing there. And then the defensive side of the ball, Coach Gainey and Coach Waters are co-coordinating the defense. And they do a great job, and they are kind of a snapshot of our coaching staff. You've got a young guy, Stephon Gainey, that's just a fireball wide open, and you got an older, more experienced guy in Barkley Waters. And that's kind of the way our staff is. You got the old guys like myself and McWaters and Lawrence that's got a lot of years of experience, and then you can, and then we got a handful of young guys that are that can keep us old guys energized a little bit. So we're excited about what's going on the defensive side of the ball as well.
Well, Coach, I mean, that really sounds good for y'all, and we're excited for y'all. Can you give us what are y'all going to do for the spring?
Spring, we're going to start practice on April 29th, and our baseball kids will join us when they can. If they happen to still be playing, they'll join us once they're finished. If they're finished, they'll start with us. We'll start on 29th. We're going to go 3 days a week instead of going every day. That way, we can go every other day. Feel like we'll get a lot more out of it. Keep the kids fresher and keep them excited and involved in it. And we're going to go 3 days a week for 3 weeks, and then we'll play on May 17th. Kind of renewing an old rivalry. It's going to be exciting. We're really pumped up about this. We've got Coach Gilmore and Cottonwood coming over to our place. You know, they had a bit of damage to their stadium. They're still getting worked out, so they're going to come over to our place. And Cottonwood Astros is going to be kicking it off again for the first time in a while. So that'll be exciting. I know the communities are real excited about that, both communities. I know that used to be a really, really big game. And it's a game we'd love to see back on the regular schedule one day. But we're going to kick it off with them in the spring on May 17th. And we expect that they're well-coached football team with some athletes themselves. So we're excited about that opportunity.
Well, Coach, we're excited for you, and we want to encourage everybody to get out and come out and watch Ashford. I know they're going to be exciting to watch this year. I've seen your offense, and, Coach, it's fun to watch, and we sure do appreciate you coming on today.
Coaches, I appreciate y'all. Thanks for what y'all do. I'm a big fan of the show and the Power Prep Sports Network myself. I'm always checking the page. Enjoying watching and listening to you guys. I appreciate what y'all are doing for sports and for the kids and in these communities that get out there and work hard and really deserve the recognition that sometimes they may not get otherwise. I appreciate what y'all do to offer that for these young student athletes.
Well, Coach, we appreciate it. We appreciate what you do, because we know all the hard work that the coaches put in and time away from their families and stuff, and and that's what we are trying to do, is provide an avenue to, you know, give these kids some publicity and some recognition, and we appreciate those kind words.
Yes sir. Well, thanks again for having me on. Y'all
enjoy the rest of your spring break, Coach.
Yes sir.
I don't want to see any videos of you rode your Harley all the way down to Miami and back in a day.
No, we're probably not going to make that one.
You might get in trouble if you do that.
That's right.
But hey, listen, good luck to Ashford, Coach Littleton. We'll hopefully talk to you again right before spring or in the middle of spring and see how it's going.
Yes, sir. Y'all more than welcome. Come down. Like I said, we're going to start on 29th, and we'll be going Monday, Wednesday, Fridays for those. That last week, we'll have Thursday walkthrough thrown in there to give us our 10th day. But y'all are more than welcome to come and check us out. Come visit one day of practice. We'd be happy to have y'all.
All right, sounds great.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, coaches.
Coach Chris Littleton.
The Yellow Jackets.
Those things hurt.
I'm going to tell you, I've been over to Ashford before and felt like I had gotten in to a swarm of Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, it's happened to us all. Over in that area. And it sounds like that renewing that little rivalry with Cottonwood is going to be huge.
I'm going to tell you what's huge is having six offensive linemen returning.
Yes.
That is unprecedented. That's going to be, I'm going to tell you, I may have to make a trip over there just to watch that, because he's got an exciting offense, and if he's got some experience on that offensive line, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, people over there in that region, they better watch out.
Yes, because his offense puts up some points, and with that many skilled kids coming back and that offensive line coming back, they might be the surprise of that region.
I'm telling you, I did not realize they had that many linemen returning. You know, Ashford's always been good on defense. They've got so much speed over there that it's hard to when you score on them. You don't get a whole lot of big plays. Most of the time, when you score on Ashford, it's because of a mistake they made, and you got a short field. If they eliminate some of those mistakes and with their defense and with as many points as he can put up with his offense, I'm telling you now, they're going to be a fun team to watch, and they're going to be a tough team to play.
They are. Ashford Yellow Jackets. Sting, sting, sting.
We went over there one time when I was at OPP, and
Bobcats.
Chip Harris was the head coach. You know, he's at Geneva now. And Chip had, they had more athletes on that field at one time than I think the University of Alabama had. They could fly. And we were running a little belly play, and the fullback popped through, and we thought he's fixing to check out. And he picked up about 7 yards and was hit by about 8. And I looked at Coach Wiggum and said, Coach, this is going to be a long night.
Well, you know, it's always history. Ashford's been known to have those salty teams and kids that could run and tackle and love to hit you. So it sounds like Coach Littleton is trying to get that back.
Well, it's going to be difficult for some of those teams around there. You know, historically, Ashford's been one of those teams that they're going to make a little noise in the playoffs, first, second, maybe even the third round, and then they kind of just peter out. But with this offense that he runs, and with the skill people he's got, and with that offensive line, I know I keep harping on that offensive line, but
it's huge.
Good gracious, that's impressive. But he may be able to make a little noise statewise this bunch.
I hope that he can. Well, Coach, we're going to change gears a little bit. We're going to get out of the football.
We're going to start talking about crack.
Yeah. We're going to start talking about twack.
Let's do it.
I had an opportunity last weekend, beginning of spring break, to interview Tony Ingram at Red Level, him and their baseball coach, Todd Smith. Those programs were doing a fundraiser at the local Giddy Up and Goes here in Covey County.
What were they doing?
They were, they were standing too close to the road at one point. I thought I was worried for some of those kids' lives. The big rigs blowing their horns at them. But they were pumping gas for donations for tips.
Really?
They got some. I donated a little bit for the cause. So.
Well, if I'd have known they was doing it, I'd have went by there.
Well, they were to every giddy up and go in the country. So
in the country.
Yeah, what was that, about 8 of them? I think they were every one of those. The only thing, I did have one complaint. I got $20 worth of gas, and gave a $5 donation. And they had my car filled up in a minute of that $20. And the lady come running out of the store and said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, you only put $6.36 in this car." So I think some of them were just first time learning how to pump gas over there this past weekend. But we got that all straightened out.
Is there a gas station in Red Level? That might be why they had trouble pumping.
They don't have one, so they had to come into the town and learn how to do it. But hey, they had a great fundraiser. We're going to get Coach Ingram on our line. Chipmunk. Y'all heard some strange noises. That's Chipmunk is helping us today. With our one phone line.
Isn't he from Oneaka?
Oneaka. That's a... Coach Ingram.
Hey, man.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, it's Stan the coach. Man, I appreciate you. What in the heck was that? Somebody had a shot clock here in the studio. Just went off, Coach. I don't know if you heard that. But, hey, it was great to talk to you this past weekend. We were just talking about that before we got you online, about the fundraiser y'all were doing at Giddy Up and Go. Have you already got those numbers tallied? Y'all do well?
We did well. We did really well. I don't have a final number, but
yeah,
we did better than we've ever done before.
Coach, that's great.
Well, it's a great fundraiser.
Well, Coach, this whole track in Covington County, this is kind of new for some of the students, but daggum, y'all taking to it like a duck to water.
Yeah, we're excited to stay in this track. Track as a sport is taking off all over. I mean, there's schools around here that's getting a track team that's never had one. I know Butler County Schools got in last year. Brantley's got one this year. You know, I have more kids participating in track than any other sport at the school. And the track that they're building us, or in the process of building us, is, you know, I'm telling you, something to see. I know our boards probably call a lot of flack for it, but, you know, watching our kids be the only ones that don't have anywhere to compete or to practice. You know, that's just, we're practicing in parking lots and football fields, and it's tough. And, I think our kids deserve the same opportunity any other sport does.
Well, Coach, Stan and I both have been by there and looked at it. They had the fence up. I've always assumed that a fence just meant that it was something I needed to see on the other side of it. And so I went over there and looked at it, and that facility is, like you said, it is super nice, and it's something for – everybody in Covington County to be proud of.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I've been to tracks, and Coach, I know you have too, from Cullman to Mobile, and there's not a nicer one in the state.
Hey, this is Kyle at Dalton Tire and Auto, home of the hard job, listening to Stan and the Coach at Power Prep Sports Network.
The way it's laid out, the thought that went into it, Mr. Driver oversaw the whole thing, and I'm telling you, I was skeptical about how, but when you go down there and see it, you've seen it. You walk in the gates there, and you don't have to move. You can see every event going on at one time.
Yeah.
Every other track, you got to move station to station. Now, you may not be able to see as good as you want, but it's right there for you to see.
Well, I know I've been to the one down at Gulf Shores for the state track meet. And, you know, there's events that don't even take place in the stadium down there that you have to go,
exactly.
You have to go elsewhere to see, you know, you have to leave the stadium to go see it. But, when I was looking at this one, and I made the comment earlier before we got you on, there's not a bad seat in the house. You can see everything from any seat in the stadium. And that's just, like you said, whoever planned this out and put it all together did a great, great job.
Mr. Driver, you know, there's certain things he wanted, and
Chipmunk.
even the guy that was doing the track questioned it, but I'm telling you, it couldn't be laid out any better. You know, you mentioned Gulf Shores, but we go to Coleman for state, and it's a nice facility as there is, but I'm down here with a kid trying to do the 200. My javelin thrower is two blocks away, and the discus guy is at another place, and it's just, you can't get to them all.
Absolutely.
Well, I think once, you know, those folks that were kind of skeptical of getting this place started, once they get a chance to see these kids and see them compete and see the kind of facility that's been built for them to do that I think it would definitely change their mind, because we've been talking about it, well, for weeks now, just Coach and I, that you will not find a nicer place than right here in Covington County.
Like I said, we've got, we're running right at 40 kids at Red Level. Strong's running right at 40. Pleasant Homes, 20, 25, and Florella's around 20. And I could have more. I don't have the facilities or the manpower to practice them. And it's going to get bigger next year. I think when this people see this track, it's going to spark more interest.
Well, Coach, if people, you know, a lot of people around here have never been to a track meet. And the best way I could describe it to them, it's kind of like going to the circus and sitting in the big top, because they may have four different events going on at one time, and you can watch them all.
Exactly. It's you know, when I first got into track, I'm like you, the old football coach. I said, well, we'll go up there and run. I didn't, you know, expect to like it as well as I did. And the more I'm in it, the more I like it. You know, it's kind of a probably the most self-disciplined sport there is, because I mean, our sport is running. And, you know, we as football coaches, a kid messes up, we make them run. You know, basketball coaches make them run. So our sport is basically everybody else's punishment. So a kid knows, they come to practice knowing they're going to run. And man, they love it.
Well, Coach, I will tell you this now. There was a direct correlation between where we finished in the state track meet and where we finished in football when I was at T.R. Miller. The years we had great track teams and actually won the state in track, you could near about count on the next year we were going to do okay in football.
I believe that. You know, you mentioned T.R. Miller. They are the epitome of the track. That's what everybody's trying to get to. That what they do over there, Coach Atkinson and those guys, I mean, they do it right, and I believe it helps all sports.
No, absolutely. Because like you said, their fun is other coaches' punishment.
That's it.
Well Coach, tell us a little bit about some of your kids that are competing. I do know that I saw – video, and we posted the video on our page. I can't remember the kid's name, but he was throwing a frisbee, and lucky threw it about 100 yards.
That was Jonathan Short. At the video you saw, he was his disc throw, I think it was 115 feet, and he won the meet with that throw. That was his best throw.
Yeah, let's get that straight. It was not a frisbee, it's a discus.
It's a very heavy frisbee.
A very heavy frisbee. Well, he looked like he threw it like a frisbee.
Yeah, Johnson's been throwing for us about 3 years now, and he just missed the medal last year, and I believe, you know, barring some unforeseen circumstances, he'll get him one this year. And our hurdlers guys, Joel Phillips, he's number one in our section right now, and not far off the mark in the state. In the 110 and the 300. He had an unofficial visit to Alabama last week. So, actually this week, he went to you. Pretty excited about that. And, you know, like I say, I got 40 kids. I hate to leave anybody out, but they all compete as hard as they can every meet, every practice. I'm proud of them so I can be.
Well, Coach, you know, that's kind of the unique thing about track. It's an individual sport, but it's also a team sport. And that kid that's finishing sixth and finishing fifth is getting points for the team.
Exactly, yes. And it's, like you said, coaches, Coach. It's an individual sport. It's like, it's kind of laid back. The preparation, you know, you go into a football game, everybody's got to be quiet on the bus, you know, thinking about the game. Well, you know, you're just loose going down there to run. So it's a lot of fun for the kids. It's not, you know, you ain't got to psych yourself. Well, you do have to psych yourself up, but it's not like football or basketball or baseball or anything like that.
Well, that's the thing that I used to like about it was that it was an individual sport with a teams, but it was a team sport also. And you know, that kid that may not be able to go out and win the state in his particular event can still help the team as far as points to get them the state championship in track.
Well, Coach, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I probably forgot what I was
going to
say anyway.
Well, moving in, going back, talking about the new facility, have they really kind of nailed it down yet when that's going to open for everybody to come watch a meet?
Yeah, we had scheduled April the 4th, a couple weeks ago, they said that wasn't going to happen. Now, the track itself is ready. They're still doing stuff in the stands, bathrooms, all that stuff, and got to get inspected. We were cleared to practice on it this week. Matter of fact, we went down yesterday to practice on it for the first time. It's scheduled now, April the 13th, on a Saturday at 2 o'clock. It's going to be a big, big event. We want everybody to come out. I don't think they're even charging admission. They just want to get people in the gate to see what this stuff's all about. Probably going to have a ribbon cutting, and as soon as I get confirmation on those times, I'll pass it on to y'all. But we're excited.
Well, Coach, we are too. We're excited. Something new here, really, for Covington County, for the folks to get out and go see these kids compete. I know that a lot of folks are anticipating that track facility and want to go see it. We'll try to make plans to be out there definitely on the 13th and see you out there.
Well, y'all just come on down.
Well, I'm looking forward to it because I love going to track meets. My wife loves going to track meets.
Well, you know, we go to T.R. Miller basically every week, and that's not a terrible trip, but it is a trip for people who don't have kids running. They said that's the first track meet they'd ever seen. They didn't know what to expect, but they would be back. So you don't know what it is till you get there and you watch everything, and it's just excitement everywhere you look. And you see those guys, and we don't have a 4x1 team, but you see those guys like Georgiana and Linden and people like that running that 4x1, man, it's something to see.
They got a little bit of speed coming around there, don't they?
A little bit.
Well, Coach, listen, thank you for taking the time out of your spring break. I know the second half of, what I always say as far as being a teacher, when you come back from spring break, you're running that last quarter mile to get to graduation. And I know,
that's it.
You know, I know y'all going to be busy, finishing up your track and then getting ready for state tournament and all that. But thank you for your time this week. We wish you the best of luck. And can't wait to get out there and see y'all at this new facility here in Covington County.
Hey, thank you guys for what y'all doing for our kids.
All right, well, Coach, well, good luck. And just remember, tell them to run hard and lean left.
I'll do it, Coach.
All right.
Thank you, Coach.
Bye. Bye.
Track.
I'm telling you, if you've never been to a track meet before, you need to go. The best way I can describe it is, like I said, it's a three-ring circus, and you can watch anything you want to taking place from distance running to long jumps, high jumps, and it's all going on at the same time.
Do they have midget tossing?
I don't know.
I shouldn't have said that.
Well, I don't know.
Used to be a sport. Mr. T used to do it. I saw him throw one through a door one time. Back when I was a little kid, it used to come on TV. That's how Mr. T
That's when they had the boxers, the bouncer competition.
Yeah, that's where he got started. That's where they found Mr. T was tossing midgets.
I remember that.
I apologize for that, but that was true. That's true. True story. It was on TV. Hey,
Chipmunk! I was just thinking, if you tried to put that on today.
If you tried to put that on today, it wouldn't make it a millisecond. The FCC, the NBA, and the W something would ban it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But
and I imagine the midgets have something to say about it.
I imagine they have a lot to say about it. But hey, we had a good show tonight. Can you recover, Coach?
No.
I'm sorry. I gave you that visual.
I can just see you go, James.
He had him.
I know.
He had him. He had a muscle shirt and gold chains, and he threw that midget to that door.
You gotta stop.
But you know, we like to have a good time here on this show, and you know, we like talk sports.
And midget tossing.
Midget tossing, if that does come back. Just to maybe touch base a little bit on the spring sports that's been happening during spring break. There's been a lot of baseball and softball tournaments going on. Sampson had a big wooden bat tournament that Highland Home won. The Butch Yeomans tournament over in Ott.
That was a big tournament. I went to see it, some of the games over there.
Big tournament. I believe Brantley won that one. So there's a lot of schools from this area down at Gulf Shores and the beach and playing softball and baseball. So a lot's been going on this week. It's kind of a mid-season reward, I guess you could say.
It was, you know, bless his heart, Stevie. We'll get into that next week.
We'll get into that next week. Also, some big announcements coming. I showed you a little picture of something. You saw.
We can't show that yet.
We ain't going to show that yet. And another big announcement besides that one is we're going to add something to our coverage. You know what I'm talking about? We've talked about it. That we talked to a person up at the high school here in Andalusia.
Yes.
That covers a lot of different stuff up there as assistant principal, and also leads a big group of folks that are going on a trip to Orlando here pretty soon. So we're going to add that to our realm of coverage that no one has ever covered before in the history of covering that I can think of.
Until today.
Are you speechless?
I am. I am. I'm excited about it.
Well, it doesn't involve any midget tossing, so.
I'm excited about it.
I am too.
Because I'm going to tell you, this is a huge part of Andalusia High School. And these kids, they deserve recognition and deserve coverage also. And they're fixing to go on a big trip. We're looking forward to hearing about it and seeing some pictures from it. But you know, when you talk about Friday nights,
big part.
You talk about the football team, you talk about the cheerleaders, and you talk about the band.
We're gonna be adding band coverage as well. The marching bands, not the concert bands, because I don't know anything about.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Have you ever tried to walk and play an instrument?
Just breathing every day is hard.
I'm telling you, that's hard. That's hard. You can't, I don't understand how they can do that. And not only that, they have to be at a certain place on the field at a certain time. It takes a little coordination.
It does, and we're going to give some love to those bands out there and those band directors.
because they play an important role on Friday night. Next thing, Coach, we're going to go live next Thursday. Going back to the live show. We're in the works of getting Rudy Free and Zach Holmes, Kinston and New Brockton. What you think about that?
Well, I can't wait to talk to Rudy. And, New Brockton, every time I think about New Brockton, unlike some people, I think of Levy Bowden.
Levy Bowden, that's right. We're going to try to get those guys on if we can coordinate it with them. Just to cover everything here with us on how you can listen or watch us. Of course, you can go to Facebook, to the Power Prep Sports Network. You can also find us on YouTube and see our videos on our YouTube channel, also the Power Prep Sports Network. You can listen to us by podcast, and there's a million ways now that you can listen to us.
Can you even list all the podcasts that we're on now?
Not off the top of my head, but Anchor, Spotify, Google.
Every time I turn around, you're calling me or texting me saying, hey, another podcast picked us up.
Stitcher, Pocket Cast. There's two more.
Every day you're calling me telling me, hey, another podcast picked us up.
If I can find it real quick, I'll get it all out there. It's a lot, and it's the Google Podcast, which I said. I think there's seven platforms.
Well, you said there was that Spit and Five, or
yeah, Spotify.
Yeah,
that's a big one right there that a lot of folks do listen to. But that and Anchor, we're getting most of our listens off the podcast from Spotify and Anchor. So I think those are two apps. It's very easy to download on your phone. And there's one, if you do have, I didn't know this till I just started investigating it. One of those podcasts, and I'm going to have to put it on there, that it's specifically for Android phone users. Whatever that means. I guess you can't listen to it if you have an iPhone. I don't know.
I don't know what kind of phone I have.
Well, I've just got a phone, is all I know. But you can also like us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, follow us, all that good stuff. We're approaching, I believe, 900 likes, and I think we have over 900 followers on Facebook. So we're gaining a little steam weekly, and it's not even football season.
Well, I don't think it's us that's gaining. I think it's the people that's gaining. I think it's the coaches, the players. People are not tuning in to see us.
No.
They're tuning in to see the coaches that's in this area and hear what they have to say. And all we're doing is giving them an avenue to do that.
That's right. And it's and a lot of them are excited to do it. And we're excited to be part of it. Coach, great show this week. Any last things you want to say before we go off the air?
The only thing I can say is we got one in a row.
One in a row again. Spring break's over, and it's time to get back to work next week.
Well, and me and little Stevie's fixing to have a long talk as soon as this show's over.
And remember, if you have your resumes, get them in to send them by email to powerprepsports@gmail.com. And we've got over 150 in right now, so it's
Young Bartholomew has got the lead right now.
To lead him in. But we want to thank Chipmunk for filling in today. No big mishaps. He might have to become a regular.
You know, me and Stevie's going to have a long talk.
Stevie. Thank you for watching, and keep it between the lines, folks.
Hey, this is the Tire King at Dalton Tire and Auto listening to Stan and the Coach.
Thank you for listening to Stan and the Coach on the Power Prep Sports Network. On this episode of Stan and the Coach, takes place at the Mizell Wellness Center in Op, Alabama. Stevie had some difficulties of hooking up the audio. The show starts at around the 4-minute mark. Thank you for listening to Stan and the Coach on the Power Prep Sports Network.